This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Mamata Banerjee FIR, the speech mistake that cost her. What happened? At an Eid celebration last year, West Bengal Chief Minister and TMC Chief Mamata Banerjee allegedly called Sanatan Dharma Gander Dharma, a phrase that translates roughly to dirty religion. A lawyer subsequently filed a complaint, and an FIR has now been registered against her. The charges include promoting religious hatred and criminal intimidation. The communication angle. Here is a lesson: your audience is never just the room you're standing in. Banerjee made a classic high-stakes speaking error. She calibrated her words for the immediate crowd, a celebration audience likely receptive to her tone, and forgot that every public statement a politician makes is simultaneously broadcast to every other audience. When you hold elected office, there is no such thing as a private remark. There is no playing to the room. Every word you say is on the record, permanently, for everyone. The specific failure here is what I call context collapse. She used charged, informal language gander that might land as casual emphasis in one cultural setting and land as a direct slur in another. Strong leaders understand that informal language carries the highest risk in cross-cultural or politically sensitive environments. The more casual the word, the more it depends on shared context to be understood correctly. When that shared context disappears, the word stands alone. And alone, dirty religion is not ambiguous. There's also a strategic failure underneath the communication failure. What was the goal? If the goal was to signal solidarity with one group, she achieved it for about 48 hours. The cost was a criminal complaint, national controversy, and a reputational problem that will follow her through future elections. That is a catastrophic return on a single sentence. Good communicators always run a simple mental calculation before a provocative statement. What is the upside? And what is the realistic downside? Here, the downside was obvious and enormous. What should she have done? Express solidarity with her audience through positive framing. You can celebrate one community without diminishing another. This is a day of unity, and joy achieves the same political goal without criminal exposure. Lift your audience up. Do not push another group down. That is not just ethical advice. It is practical survival. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on audience layering gives you a framework for identifying every audience your words will reach, not just the one sitting in front of you, so you can build statements that hold up across all of them without losing their force or their warmth. The takeaway. Before your next speech or public statement, ask yourself one question: how does this sentence read if someone who disagrees with me sees it out of context on a screen 6 months from now? If the answer makes you uncomfortable, write the sentence every time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.